Hope we all had a good time of celebrating Christmas and New Year. We all must have had great fun and enjoyment with our friends and families, at our homes and in the church. The Christmas celebrations in the church services never gets completed without a nativity play. And the nativity play is one of the highlights of the Christmas celebration. When I say about nativity play, I remember one of the plays happened in some other church. A boy of 4 years old, he wanted to play, and he wanted to play in a part of Joseph in the story. Unfortunately, when the teacher was allocating different roles, she has given him to play as an innkeeper. The boy was not happy. He was not at all happy. He went there and he was standing there in the nativity play. And the scene came. Joseph and Mary, they had to go to find a place to stay in the inn. They were searching different inns, and they went there and they were knocking the door. Can we have a place to stay here? And every innkeeper was rejecting them. There's no place. Go, go, go away. They were going. Finally, they came to our boy's innkeeping place. So they came and they knocked the door. They said, "My wife Mary is pregnant. Can we have a room, please, to stay in your inn?" And the boy who was standing there, he was not happy, isn't it? He was saying, he was looking at them, and he said, "Mary, I can give you a room, but to you, I am not going to take you in because you took my role as a Joseph. I don't like it. No place for you, Joseph, here." He poured out everything in the nativity play. We, the Christians, can celebrate, can enjoy, can be happy seeing all these things happening around us. But outside the world, there is a saying that the Christians always, we are very quiet people and very pious and very serious looking. It is not necessary for us to be complaining or mourning or sad. We can be happy as well. The truth is, we should be the most happiest people, most rejoiceful people in the whole world. The Lord who has given us that joy is nothing comparable to what the other people say about us. It is much more beyond the joy that God has given us. Joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And you know, in Galatians chapter 5, the famous verse 22-23, it says about all the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Do you want to say it? Yeah? Love? Oh, you are reading from there. Okay, sorry. Okay, come on, we can say it together. Love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, self-control. So the joy is ours from the very first day when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It has become the very part of our being as God's children. The joy is not something that we need to pursue in outward activities. The joy is one of the essential character of our Christian life. Deep down in our hearts, there must be a perpetual joy we can meditate it slowly and we can realize that what the joy is doing in within us. It's a great thing what God has done. It is not at all comparable. It is not the worldly joy people have, pleasure in going around and meeting in the pubs in the Friday nights and there is a long queue. They may have happiness, but that is not the real joy. The joy that we go through after receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, after knowing what He has done for us, is nothing comparable. Celebrate God. Celebrate God all day, every day. Revel in Him. This is the verse that we will be hearing and meditating a lot in this year 2018. It is a simple verse to memorize as well. It's easy to remember that and easy to apply in our daily life. Celebrate God. I am celebrating God. So you can say this verse, and this comes along with the vision statement, celebrate God. So we will be seeing this quite often. Celebrate God. The questions may arise now. Why should we celebrate God? When should we celebrate God? How should we celebrate Him? Why should we celebrate God? What are the reasons for us to celebrate God? What is the reason for us to be rejoiceful? When you read Romans chapter 5, verse 2, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We are rejoiceful. We can rejoice for the grace of the Lord on which we stand. The first and foremost thing that we ever glad upon is God's grace. God, who has brought this grace, is bringing a joy within us. This happened in one of the Hannibal Log Range College in Missouri back in 2002. And it was the final day of the final exams happening in that institute. And Dennis Panderman, the student of that institute, he was entering into the classroom to write the exam. Few minutes later, he realized everyone in the classroom were doing that last minute cramming. Let me go to the next page. Can you tell me this? And all those things of waves were passing around. And the professor who is conducting the exam, he entered after a few minutes. And he was going, reviewing through the lessons again. Most of them were familiar. But few of those, none of them can remember whether they have ever heard about that. The professor, he responded with what sends a cold chills up spine in the spines of the students. He was saying, this is in your textbook. Don't think that it is from somewhere else. It is in your textbook. And you are responsible for the answers in the test paper. There was quietness. And they started. The bell rang. The papers were given. And the students had taken their pens and started opening the test paper. Page by page, they were going through. And I want you to hear in Dennis's own words. He was saying, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. To my astonishment, all the answers were already written. For every question, the answers were already filled up. It was a surprise for me. And there was a wordless stir traveling like a wave around the classroom when every student was opening their test paper and saw that all the answers were already filled in. They were shocked and they moved to the last page, the final page. At the bottom of the page, the professor has written a note on that. He has said, "All the answers you have written are correct, and you will be receiving an A star in your final exam. The result what you have got for this exam is because the creator of the test took it for you. He did the test for you. He has written the test for you, and that's the reason. Not because of all the preparations, all the work you have done for the test has brought you A star. This is our status now. The creator of the universe, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, has taken the test for us. He has completed the test. He has finished it. He has brought us A star or whatever the world calls the grace. We don't need to take the test again. It is filled in. And our name is already written on the test paper with red ink. You are passed. We don't need to do anything. We don't need to prepare anything to achieve that. It is already done. That is a grace. We'll be rejoicing in that grace, isn't it? We have to rejoice that. Every day, even every moment, when we think about what the Lord has done, we need to rejoice. It is a primary source for rejoicing. When should we celebrate God? Is there any time limit? Is there any restrictions that we need to celebrate only on Sundays? No. We can celebrate Him all day, every moment, every time when we think of Him, we celebrate Him. We can celebrate Him. When we are in the happy mood and in a rejoiceful situation, there won't be much difficulty in celebrating God. Especially when we go through tribulations, when we go through difficulties, there may be a question whether we can celebrate God in that situation. Romans 5, verse 3, the same chapter. The same chapter, when you read it, between 5, 2 to 11th verse, there are three different types of joys. The first joy we saw, it was for the grace of God. We can rejoice. And the second rejoice is even through tribulations. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. Because that, for that glory to be ours, we need to go through, we can go through the tribulations and testing. And when we are faithfully standing upon that, this is the next stage of joy. Not only, the joy is not only on the grace we have received, not only on the hope we have in the Lord, but also through tribulations, we can take part in the divine nature. When you read the book of Habakkuk, it's a wonderful and again a familiar verse to everyone. Habakkuk says, even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. Think about how Habakkuk would say these words now, right now, in this contemporary age. It would be similar like this. Even the business I involved may come into suddenly collapsed. Even the job I do may come into redundancy. the main source of income that come to my family can be cut off. And the doctors may come with the disaster test results, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Because God is the source of my strength, and I trust upon Him. God does not change. So the joy, the person that keeps on joy on God will be constant, irrespective of the circumstances. So if the joy depends on the circumstances, then we may get depressed, and if we are depressed, we need to examine where we have kept our joy. Is it the joy in God or joy in the material things? Blessed is the man whose joy is not on material things, and the joy is not on any worldly desires, and the joy is not on the facts of people speak well of him, and not on anything external, not on anything, just on the Lord himself. That is the joy. Whatever happens, I know my Lord saves me. I know my God is with me. And that joy cannot be taken away from anyone. Paul, who has given us this verse for this year to meditate, celebrate God, rejoice in the Lord always. Do you know, he was writing this letter, Philippians, when he was under house arrest, when he was under chains. How can a man write like that? Imagine, someone is coming to you, and he is better than in all our position, and he comes to you and say that, be glad. Be rejoiceful. Be happy. See, I have a house or a mansion in the central London. I have a very costly, expensive cars. I have a very perfect family, and none of my family members are having any sickness. We are all perfect. I lack nothing. But you, don't worry. Be rejoiced. How do we feel? We feel that the person is not deserved to give advice like that. We think that he may not understand my position, my problem, and my situation. But Paul here has a full right to advise us, because he is already under chains. He is already tightened. He was not able to walk even freely. He was inside the dungeon room. And what he was doing there, he did not allow the gospel to be under the chains. He was writing gospel, epistles, and he was just doing for the glory of God. Tribulations. Even in tribulations, we can celebrate God. How should we celebrate God? This is the higher degree of searching God. Not on the grace on which we stand, not on the hope we have in God, and even the fact not partaking in the divine nature of tribulations, but above all, this is the higher degree of joy. The joy in God Himself. Joy in God alone. Celebrating in Himself. Those joys which we saw before, grace of God and going through tribulations and any time we can celebrate, they are all like the situation-based one. And this one is not thinking about anything. What God has done for me in the past, no, I never care. What God is going to do for me in the future, I don't need to worry. I want to celebrate God. I want to be in His presence. He is my all in all. I can celebrate him by any means, by every means. Jesus, he was telling this to a Samaritan woman in the well when he was going there and fetching water. The water that I will give will become in then a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. It is like a joy bubbling within ourselves. No folks can understand. It is a joy. What God has given for me. if someone says something about you, or you heard somebody has said something about you, or if someone does something to hurt you, and if it removes the joy from your heart, then we are keeping the joy on the people around. Then we are keeping the joy on the circumstances around, not on the God. We need to be very careful how to deal with those joys. Celebrate God. Shall we say this verse together again? Celebrate God all day, every day. Revel in Him. Can we celebrate God in our personal life? Apart from the prayer, apart from reading the Word of God, that is the most important things. We can listen to good Christian worship songs. One of my aunts who had a fall, she is now 83 years old, and she went through a surgery, and they have put a metal plate, and she has got a bed sore now, and she is bedridden, and the situation is not good at the moment. When I was talking with my mom, she was saying, the house is looking so sad and mourning. We don't know what's going to happen. She is struggling. And I said, like, can we try this one? Play some worship songs, all 24/7. Let it be played behind. Good worship songs, inspiring songs, and the songs she likes or the song you like, let it be playing all around. Instead of hearing any other noises, let the worship be heard. Sometimes we won't be able to sing. It is better to hear such songs. It gives inspiration. After a few days when I was talking with her, she said, it is bringing a little change. I have experienced it. It is really good. Keep a blessing journal. Hope most of you would be writing a journal. Keep a journal separately for a blessing one. Whatever God has encountered you in day-to-day life, just note it down. Maybe 3 sentences or 4 sentences, maybe 1 sentence on that day. Write it down, put the date and leave it. And after a few months when you go through that, you see what God has done for you. And you will be counting the blessings and say, oh, why should be? I am afraid of the situation now. Observe blessing anniversaries. We celebrate birthdays, wedding anniversaries, and all those things. It is good to remember and birthday. But also, it is good, like mark in your calendar the celebrations of any anniversaries God has encountered you in your life. If on one particular day, if you have read something and God has revealed you a great way, just write it down, mark it in your calendar, and commemorate that every year. It is a celebration. It will be helpful. And create a quiet corner. Some people like praying, worshipping in the middle of the busy hours. Nothing wrong in it. But creating a quiet corner at your own home, a special place to go and pray and meditate God's word and listen to songs and talk with Him. He will talk with you. Smile. I don't need to tell to Ashes. I can see like Ashes is filled with full of smiles. The warm embrace that Ashes can give, nowhere we can go and compare. The visitors, when they are coming here, we are inviting and we are really embracing their life. Many have given testimony. I like coming to this, even myself. I like coming to this church because of people's love. That is a very good thing. But keep smiling. But in the other world, even in Christendom, people think that being joyful or enjoying something is something like a wayward. It is a sin. No, never. Being happy and humorous is good always. You know, the Lord of Creator must be a humorous one. Otherwise, He would not have created giraffe with the long neck and zebra with the stripes. Otherwise, he would not have celebrated people already filled with humor. He must be the source of humorous word. So nothing wrong being humor. Can we celebrate God as a church? This is a Vision Sunday. We have gone through what many activities and many things happening in our church. And when we chose this as a leadership team, celebrate God all day, every day, revel in Him, it was outcome of a prayer. As a leadership team, we prayed together, we asked God to give us a verse for this year, for the whole church to meditate, for the whole church to walk along. This is the verse God has given us. And we need to celebrate for this verse. And it is a wonderful thing, and we have prayed that. The sermons for this year, it will be unfolded in many ways, like how we are going to see God, how we are going to celebrate God, who God is and what God has done for us. Few glimpses, we are going to see God as my maker, God of glory, God who sees me, Lord of all the whole world, and God of my life, and the list goes on. Just few things I have listed. So we are going to celebrate all these things. Come with a mood of celebration. Come with a mood of celebrating God. And Richard and myself, we sat last week, Richard, together, and we were seeing what are all the activities as a church we are going to do this year. Celebrate God in ADBC. January, yesterday we had a Duggy Duck Duck. It was a wonderful event. Thank you, Balaji, for organizing that. And it was nice bringing the community inside. Celebration started already. And February, we are going to have Bring and Share Lunch. Thanks, Faye, for noting that down and giving that advice. Bring and Share Lunch. And March is a busy month. We need to do lots of things. Women's International Day, and then the Palm Sunday and Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, all those things in the March month, we are going to celebrate together. And in April, Easter celebration, and May, one of the lecturers from Spurgeon's College, Dr. Peter Lalleman, when I was talking with him, he accepted and he has agreed to come to Ashes in the month of May doing a deep Bible study. And it will be about the lion and the lamb in the Revelation book. He is going to do in the midweek as a 4 series together. So come and be blessed. And June, we are planning, and Richard has approached already people, Afro-Caribbean event. It's been a long time. Looking forward for June. And July, holiday club, and the same like youth barbecue, and probably sleepover as well. It was good with the youth last week. August is a holiday month. We rest in August. September, we are having harvest, and October, church anniversary coming, and in November, International Men's Day. So get ready, men, for International Men's Day. It is really 19th is International Men's Day in November. And finally, December, Christmas celebration. So many activities, celebrations we are going to have in the church together. And we need to pray, we need to be a part of all these activities being organized, and we stay blessed because God is there. God is the God of celebration.